Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
The votes are in, and preliminary returns show that former Prime Minister Macky Sall has been elected as the next president of Senegal. His victory in the March 25th runoff election against two-term president Abdoulaye Wade marks the beginning of a new era for the West African nation. At the same time, however, it continues the tradition of stable government that has been a model to which other emerging democracies could look. The United States congratulates President-elect Sall and looks forward to close engagement with his government and with the Senegalese people to ensure continued progress and lasting peace in the region. President Wade was graceful and statesmanlike in his handling of the results, and we thank him for his years of service to the nation. We applaud the people of Senegal for conducting a largely peaceful and well-managed election. Despite challenges leading up to the election, international and domestic observers agree that the balloting was credible, orderly, and transparent, a process that other nations can learn from. Official provisional results were released on March 27th, and it has been announced that the inauguration and transfer of power will take place on Monday, April 2nd. This election demonstrates, as U.S. Assistant Secretary for African Affairs Johnny Carson said recently, that Africa's commitment to democracy, to better governance, to improved human rights, is on a progressive and positive trajectory forward. The United States looks forward to continuing to strengthen our partnership with the people and government of Senegal, and we wish the Senegalese people a future filled with peace and stability.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government. For a transcript of this and other VOA editorials, or to receive editorials by email, visit the VOA Editorials Internet homepage at www.voanews.com/editorials.